Now, okay, so welcome everyone to our Experience Shabbat series. This is the series that is taking us worldwide. We have so many exciting people locally, people from afar. So welcome everyone. It's good to have everyone here. So last week we spoke about Zachor versus Shamor, with this idea that both Zachor and Shamor are two aspects, two sides of the same coin when it comes to Shabbos. Comes to Shabbat. I was just talking to someone recently. They were very proud of me. My sister was very proud of me that I was saying Shabbat instead of Shabbos. I told her the truth is I still say Shabbos, but I called this year Experience Shabbat. Anyways, hope you love me no matter what I say. We were saying that Zachor and Shamor are two sides of the same coin when it comes to talking about Shabbos. That basically Zachor represents the positive commandments, Shamor represents the negative commandments, and together you have the full picture of what Shabbos is all about. So last week we gave a general overview of Zachor and Shamor, what they represented. This week, we're going to go a little bit more in depth when it regarding Zachor itself, regarding remembering Shabbos. So, just to quickly review, I want to go over the psukim that can be found again in Parshas Yisro regarding when we are first given the commandment of Zachor Shabbos. So says the Parsha when we receive the Aseret Hadibros, the first recording of us receiving the Aseret Hadibros in the Torah. Zachor Asim Shabbos Tekadsho. We have to remember Shabbos. Sheishis Yamim Tavor Vasisa Kol Melachtecha. Work for 6 days. And on the seventh day, that's going to be a special day. It's going to be a Shabbos to Hashem, for Hashem. And what do? Lo ta'aseh kum lacha. Ata uvincha uvitecha abdecha v'amascha v'hemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha. No one should be doing malacha. No one should be doing work on Shabbos. When we speak a little bit more about Shamor, we're going to have to understand what it means actually, malacha, don't do work, right? That's a very famous question nowadays. Everyone thinks of to rest. How do I rest? Well, that means I just sit in my home and I watch some TV. Obviously, we try not to do that on Shabbos, so we'll have to define a little bit more what it means not to work, okay, but not right now. That's a digression. We'll speak about that in a couple of weeks. Let's keep reading. Why do we have to remember Shabbos? Why do we have to keep Shabbos? Because in 6 days, God created the world. God created the heavens and the earth, as Hayam and the sea, as Kol Shabbam, and everything in the world he created. But what happened on the seventh day? That's when God rested. Therefore, Hashem blessed the seventh day of the week. He called it Shabbos, and he has sanctified it that we should keep this holy day of Shabbos on it. So there are three aspects that we'll see of Zachor that we need to truly understand. Number one, okay, if you look at the actual literal translation of Zachor, the literal translation of the commandment to remember Shabbos, all you have to do to fulfill it when you just speak in layman's terms is just remember Shabbos. That's what the obvious interpretation of the word might be, right? We have said previously that truth be told, Zachor represents the positive commandments, and we'll speak about that in just one more moment, but truth be told, at a very base level, Zachor just means to remember Shabbos. So number one, we have to speak about what it means that we're supposed to remember Shabbos. Number two, we'll have to speak about what it means that Zachor is a representation of the positive commandments. How do we fulfill that? And number three, we're going to have to learn a little bit more about what the connection between Zachor and Ma'aseh Bereishit, Zachor and the creation story, right? The fact that we're told that we have to remember Shabbos, and we're specifically told that that is linked to the fact that God created the world. We'll have to go into that a little bit more deeply as well. So, okay, let's go in order. Number one, this idea of remembering Shabbos. How does one fulfill this obligation of remembering Shabbos? So, okay, a person, seemingly all they would have to do to fulfill the obligation of remembering Shabbos is just to remember Shabbos. Very simply, every single day of the week, a person should say, okay, by the way, there's something called Shabbos, God created the world, and I have to keep this day once a week, so the seventh day of the week, I have to keep Shabbos. And truth be told, unbeknownst to many of us, even if we didn't realize that there might be a halacha that says this, we fulfill this every single day. How do we fulfill this every single day that we remember Shabbos? Well, every single day when we daven, at the end of davening, we say Hayom Yom blank LeShabbos, right? Today, we Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Shini, Hayom Yom Shlishi, etc. We say that today is the blank day of the week towards Shabbos. Which, why do we say this? Where does this come from? This all comes from the notion and the idea that every single day of the week has to be focused on Shabbos, that we are heading towards Shabbos. Every week at the beginning of the week, once Shabbos ended the previous week, we recalibrate and say, okay, where are we headed to right now? We're headed to Shabbos. Oh, we just had Shabbos yesterday? Okay, great. But now, Sunday, we're headed to Shabbos. How do I know that? Well, because today is the first day of the week that we are headed towards Shabbos in 7 days. So every single day, we have to remember Shabbos. In fact, if you look, many of our sitters, in the back of the sitter, right after Shacharis, there is this small page, a full page usually, where it has the six remembrances that we have to remember. One of those things that we are told to remember is Shabbos. In addition to remembering Shabbos, we also have to remember the fact that we were taken out of Egypt. We'll probably speak about that a little bit when we speak about Shamor. Okay, but one of the things we have to remember every single day is Shabbos. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim writes this explicitly. We won't read the text inside, but basically he says this idea that we have to count every single day and say today is blank the Shabbos, because every single day has to be about this excitement and recognition that we are headed towards Shabbos. Now you'll say, why is it that I have to remember Shabbos every day? What is that doing for me? Well, it would seem that the reason why we have to count towards Shabbos every single day of the week and why we have to remember Shabbos every single day of the week is quite simply because we know, as we said, I think, in the first experience Shabbat Shir, and that is that all of the holiness from the week comes from Shabbos. So we are always excited and always ready to go back to the source of Shabbos, because that's where all of the holiness of the week comes from. Okay, so at a base level, to remember Shabbos literally just means to remember Shabbos. Just think about it every single day. However, Rashi on the Pasuk, when we quote this idea of Zachor Shabbos, when we talk about it in Parshas Yisro, Rashi comes in and he says, you know what it means to remember? It's not just remembering that you think about it. That's the first level. The second level, here's what Rashi says, a fascinating language, Lishon Pa'ulhu. It's a language of like doing, of action. Kamo Achol V'Shaso. Just like there's another Pasuk that talks about this idea of eating and drinking, well, also Zachor, you also have to remember. You have to do some action to fulfill that. Halochu V'Alcho. Another Pasuk that says that a person, that Pasuk in Shmuel, about walking and crying. It's the same language, evidently the same tense as Zachor. V'chein Pisrono. And says Rashi, so this is how we fulfill it. This is how we remember Shabbos. Tnu Leiv L'Zkor. Every single day we have to remember Shabbos. How? Such that on any single day of the week, if we find some delicious food, right? So this is a little complicated for us now because we just released today the kosher Merrick food deliveries. What the halacha is, evidently, according to Rashi, we'll see that we actually don't paskin like this. But Rashi says that what do? Every single day of the week, whenever you find a delicious morsel, a delicious piece of meat, a delicious something, you have to say, I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you have to say, this is going to be saved for Shabbos. And that shows that we are remembering Shabbos, because even on Monday, even though we want that delicious steak for our Monday night barbecue, we can't eat it Monday night. Why? Because we have to save that steak until Shabbos. Again, so it's a little awkward because we just released this whole food deliveries thing, but okay, so we'll see that we actually don't follow this. Why? Well, there's the Mechilta de Rashbi. There are two well-known Mechiltas, and that is the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael and the Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's very apropos to quote the Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as this past week was Lag BaOmer, and on Lag BaOmer we know that we remember the fact that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had this famous story that he was in the cave. Okay, so let's see what the Mechilta de Rashbi says. I'm going to read the English translation just so that we don't lose too much time. So this is what it says. Shammai the Elder said, remembering Shabbos applies before it arrives. Safeguarding a Shabbos applies after it has already arrived. In other words, Zachor, to remember Shabbos, applies the whole week. Shamor, how do you guard Shabbos? Well, that applies only on Shabbos. Okay, so how did Shammai put his money where his mouth was? Well, the practice of Shammai the Elder was that the memory of the Shabbos would never depart from his lips. How so? When he bought a nice item, he would say, this is for the Shabbos. When he bought a new article, he would say, this is for the Shabbos. In other words, anytime Shammai Hazakin, whenever he found something nice that he wanted to incorporate in his life, a nice new suit, a delicious piece of food, anything that could be used on Shabbos that was bought during the week, he says, I'm going to save this for Shabbos. It's going to be used on Shabbos for the first time. It's going to be enjoyed on Shabbos, because that's what it means to remember Shabbos. What did Hillel do? We know Hillel very well. Hillel HaZakin, he didn't have such a perspective. He had a different approach, where he used to say, let all of your deeds be for the sake of heaven. That's a very weird line. Shammai's deeds weren't all for the sake of heaven. So it seems like the understanding of what Hillel used to do is that he did not follow Shammai in this way. Shammai, whenever he found something on Tuesday, he would save that for Shabbos. Hillel would say that every day is about serving God. So if every day is about serving God, that means on Monday night I could have my delicious steak, and okay, God willing, I'll have a delicious steak for Shabbos, but since Monday night is about serving God also, then I could have my delicious steak that night as well. Hillel did not save food or save anything for Shabbos because he assumed that every day of the week is about serving God. So truth be told, Says the Ramban on the Pasuk, that we don't paskin like Shammai. We paskin like Hillel. Right? So Rashi, when he says that every single day of the week we have to keep something and we have to put something aside, something nice aside for Shabbos, so says the Ramban, no, we don't follow that. We follow Hillel's opinion, who says we don't function like that in life. It's a nice idea, right? Maybe if a person wants to be strict on themselves and say that, okay, whenever you find something nice during the week, you can save that for Shabbos. And some people do have such a practice. They say, okay, I only have soda on Shabbos. That's where that idea comes from. I only have chocolate, only have dessert on Shabbos. All these nice ideas come from this practice. But again, me'ikar hadin, we do not have to paskin like this. And so if you have a nice steak on Tuesday, if you have your delicious Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night deliveries in Merrick, then you can enjoy those on those nights. So you don't have to save it for Shabbos. Well, if you have some leftovers, I guess you could save them. But in general, again, we don't paskin like that. We don't have to save it for Shabbos. So that's what it means at the end of the day. To remember Shabbos at the base level means, A, to remember it, to think about it, to let it come into your mind every single day of the week. And number two, if you want, you could try to do an action every single day that will show that you're preparing for Shabbos. Okay, the second thing that we wanted to talk about is the connection between Zachor and the positive commandments themselves. So when we say that Zachor equals the positive commandments, that it's synonymous, so what does this mean exactly? So there's a Gemara in Psachim that basically spells this out explicitly for us. The Gemara in Psachim says on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis told him the Braiso, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. What does it mean to sanctify Shabbos? What does it mean to remember Shabbos? Oh, Zachruhu Al HaYayin. Well, all you have to do is you remember Shabbos by making Al HaGafen on wine. In other words, what is the single mitzvah that is identified with the positive commandments of Zachor? That we have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. When we make Kiddush on Shabbos, that's us fulfilling this idea of quote-unquote remembering the Shabbos on Shabbos itself. Now, there's a bit of a machlokas, there's a bit of an argument. What does it mean to drink wine? The Torah doesn't say to drink wine. So some people say that drinking the wine is part of the Torah commandment. Some people say that drinking the wine is only a rabbinic commandment. But nonetheless, everyone agrees that to fulfill Shabbos, I have to sanctify it with something like Kiddush. I have to be mekadesh the Shabbos with words, right? So Kiddush does it with words, and we add wine to that. But you have to say some sort of a ceremonial practice like Kiddush to fulfill this idea of remembering Shabbos. The Rambam, very famously, though, Maimonides, adds an additional level to this. Everyone seems to agree, because the Gemara says it explicitly, that we remember Shabbos by making Kiddush, but the Rambam adds something to that. Here's what he has to say. Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lekadesh es yom haShabbos v'dvaram. There's a Torah commandment to sanctify Shabbos with words. Shneamar Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, from the pasuk of Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, to remember Shabbos, we understand that we have to sanctify Shabbos with words. Klomar Zachrehu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. We have to recall words of praise and sanctification on Shabbos to show that we are sanctifying Shabbos, to show that we are properly remembering Shabbos. V'Tzarich LeZachrehu V'Chnisaso, and here's the key word, U'Vitziyaso. The Rambam understands that if the mitzvah of Kiddush is about remembering Shabbos, then it must be that the mitzvah of Havdalah, the Havdalah ceremony that we do at the end of Shabbos, that must be about remembering Shabbos as well. Because b'chnisaso b'kiddush hayom v'siyaso b'havdalah, because when Shabbos enters, we have to sanctify it in one way, and that's by making Kiddush, and when it exits, we have to sanctify it in another way, and that's by making Havdalah. And Rabbi Ezra Bick, he's one of the Rebbeim in Gush Etzion, the yeshiva, he breaks this down very beautifully. He says, what is the Rambam talking about? Where does he get this idea from that not everyone agrees to? Not everyone agrees that Havdalah is a Torah commandment that's connected to Kiddush, that's connected to Zachor. So where does he get this from? He writes as follows. The purpose of this mitzvah then is to delineate the borders of Shabbat. This is based on another important point concerning Kedusha, concerning sanctity, that he, in Halacha, sanctity means separation, differentiation, and consequently, right, he writes beautifully, transcendence. The word Havdalah, the name of the blessing at the conclusion of Shabbat, means separation or distinction. In other words, what he writes is as follows, that is, that when it comes to making something holy, if Zachor, if to remember Shabbos, if the actions that we have to do are sanctifying Shabbos, well, sanctifying anything means putting in a nice little box somewhere and wrapping it up nicely with a bow. And that's what Rabbi Bick says the Rambam is explaining. The reason why Kiddush and Havdalah are inextricably linked, that you have to welcome Shabbos and you have to say goodbye to Shabbos, is very simply because of this idea that you have to make it Kodesh, you have to make it holy. To make something holy, you have to wrap it up into a nice little box, and therefore that means you have to have bookends. You have to have the Kiddush that opens and the Havdalah that ends. And so that puts it into a nice little box, and that's why they have to be totally connected. Where do, you'll ask, the rest of the positive mitzvos come from? We just said that the only mitzvah of the positive commandments of Shabbos is Kiddush, and now according to the Rambam, we said Havdalah is the other positive commandment of Kiddush. But we have so many other positive commandments of Kiddush. I'm not going to survey the crowd, but I'm sure if I survey the crowd, you tell me, well, there's a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. We have to have two loaves of challah at every meal on Shabbos. We have an obligation to eat three meals during Shabbos. Maybe there's an obligation, I don't know, on some level to sing Shabbos Miros, to sing songs on Shabbos, to wear nice clothes. That was how we opened up this entire series, that one should wear nice clothes on Shabbos. Where do all these positive commandments come from? So the answer is that none of these commandments seemingly can be put into the category of remembering Shabbos. They actually are found in the category that we'll speak about in a few weeks, and that is Oneg Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, or maybe even Kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. They are more rabbinic commandments and not Torah commandments. From a Torah perspective, how do I fulfill remembering Shabbos? Very simple. You make Kiddush, according to everyone, and according to the Rambam and maybe a few others, you have to make Havdalah. That's how one remembers Shabbos from a Torah level, from the positive commandment perspective. That was the second category. The third category, the third question that we mentioned about Zachor, is trying to understand the connection between Zachor and Masa Bereishis. How is Zachor and the creation story, why and how are they connected? So with this, we have to return to the Sefer HaChinuch that we quoted last week, and we'll quote him briefly. He writes as follows, Kedei shenis orer mitoch ma'ase zeh lezkor gedulas hayom v'nikba bilvaveinu emunas chidosh ha'olam. Why do we keep Shabbos? Why do we remember Shabbos? To instill within our hearts and souls a faith in the fact that God is the creator of the world. And that was mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the 31st mitzvah. The Chinuch says in the 32nd mitzvah, Emunas Chiddush Ha'olam Shehi Chevel HaMosheches Kol Yisod HaYadas. Shabbos is so crucial, says the Chinuch, because Shabbos is all about reinstilling within ourselves the foundational belief of which all Judaism is based off of, and that is that God created the world. You only can get started with thinking about anything else in Judaism if you believe and if you are able to reaffirm in your mind that God is the creator of the world. That's what Zachor Shabbos is all about. Remembering Shabbos is all about realizing that God is the creator of the world, and that's why they're so inextricably connected. That's why we have Bereishis connected to Zachor Yom Shabbos. Now, the real question becomes, is the following Gemara in Shabbos. There's a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos. This probably is one of the most interesting Gemaras you'll ever hear in your life, and that is as follows. Let's say, says the Gemara in Shabbos, a person finds themselves on a desert island, right? The movie Castaway with, Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks, fantastic movie. Everyone loves that movie. I love the movie. And so what happens in the movie? He doesn't know where he is. He gets cast into a desert island in the middle of nowhere, and he has no idea what day it is. How does he start keeping track of the days and the time? He takes a little rock in a cave, and he starts marking off the days. So says the Gemara in Shabbos, that's exactly how a person would need to figure out when Shabbos is. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Huna Hayama Halich Baderech Oma Midbar. Let's say a person was walking in the desert. He was thrown into the desert. He doesn't know how he got there. But here he is in the desert, has no idea what day it is. He doesn't know when Shabbos is, right? That's the most important thing. When is Shabbos going to be? What does this person do? There's a machlokas. How does he know when to keep Shabbos? One opinion says, Mona Shisha Yamim, Umeshamer Yom Echad. He should count 6 days, and then on the seventh day, even if it's Tuesday for all he knows, but regardless, on his seventh day that he has counted, that's when he should keep Shabbos. Chia Bar Rav Omer? No, Mishmar Yom Echad. Umone Shisha. The first Shabbos he gets to the desert, he should keep that as Shabbos, or I guess that night as Shabbos, and then he should count 6 days after that, and he will assume that that's what the cycle of the week should go. So in other words, the machlokas is, one opinion says you count six and then keep Shabbos, the other opinion says you keep Shabbos and then count the rest of the days of the week. But Mike Miflege, what in the world are they arguing about, says the Gemara? Fascinating. Mar Savar Kibriyaso Shel Olam Umar Savar Adam Harishon. One opinion says that you have to envision that Shabbos is, that this first Shabbos is going to be like the first Shabbos of Adam HaRishon. How did Adam HaRishon, when the first man, when he came into the world, what was his first day? His first day was Shabbos. He was made on the sixth day, and what do you know? And a few hours later, that was Shabbos already. So one opinion says you have to imagine like your Adam Harishon, starting anew in the world, and you have to keep Shabbos today. We'll, God willing, have an entire shiur on that topic. It's a fascinating idea. Why is Adam Harishon's Shabbos so different than our Shabbos? Because that his first day was Shabbos, and our seventh day is Shabbos. But anyways, the second opinion says that that you have to go around, and you have to assume like the creation of the world. Just like the creation of the world had 6 days first, and then the seventh day was Shabbos, so too that's how the person should act. The person should act as if their seventh day is Shabbos, just like when God created the world originally. Okay, what this shows us, evidently, is that the idea of Shabbos is so interconnected to the creation of the world, and so, not only just the creation of the world, but also so interconnected into the idea of the number seven, right? That is to say that on some level, right, Shabbos is not necessarily, and I say this with a grain of salt, because it's not entirely true what I'm about to say, but it proves the point, and that is that Shabbos is not intrinsically holy on its own, at least according to this first opinion, but rather what gives Shabbos its holiness is the fact that it is the seventh day of the week. In other words, what's holy? Is it the seventh day of the week, or is it that Shabbos comes at the seventh day of the week? So according to this first idea, it's that Shabbos is holy because it's on the seventh day of the week. Because the number seven, it's the seventh day in our count, that is what's so valuable. That is what's so important. And there's a beautiful idea that Rabbi Eliyahu Safran, I think he's a rabbi in Baltimore. He writes as follows. I found this in an article online. He says it's a little bit of a deep idea, so we're just going to graze over it because it's way beyond our 15-minute limit, which ended 6 minutes ago. But he writes as follows. The Zohar teaches that 26 generations before the creation of the world, the 22 letters of the alphabet descended from the crown of God, whereon they were engraved with a pen of flaming fire. A little complicated, just try to stay with me. They gathered around God, and each entreated that the world be created through him. The Reish was rejected, for it introduces the words Ra and Russia, right? The words for evil begin with the Reish. The Mem was rejected, for it was the first letter of Mahuma, which means confusion. Each letter, in its turn, presented itself as the one worthy to be the vessel through which the world would come into being. All fell short until finally the Aleph was selected. Why? Because it modestly made no claims at all. Now, but then this is the kicker. This is what I want to hone in on. And that is, while Zion, right, the first letter of the word Zohar, the numeric equivalent to seven argued that it should have been chosen because it begins the verse Zohar. Zohar is Yom HaShabbat Stakacho, which ordains the observance of the Sabbath. But God said, no, you can't help me in the work of creation, for Zion is the word for a weapon. Okay, so evidently Zion ended up being rejected, but what I think is most powerful is the thought. What it was Zion thinking to begin with? Zion said, you have to create the world out of me. Don't say that the world gets to be created out of Aleph. It should be created out of me. Why? Because I represent Shabbos. And Shabbos and the creation are so interconnected that you would assume that that the world should be created with Shabbos. Okay, God says no, because there's another word that's similar to that, and that is the Hebrew word for weapon, but the Hava Amina, the first thought, I think is what is the most powerful idea. These three things synopsize what Zohar is all about. Number one, that we have to remember Shabbos daily, specifically by thinking, and then even more important, a person can try to do some action every single day of the week to remember Shabbos. Number two, we keep Shabbos by having the positive commandments, which are our way of specifically sanctifying and designating Shabbos as the holy day that it is when it comes. And number three is realizing that Shabbos is intrinsically connected to 7 days of the week, and therefore it's also connected to Maaseh Bereishit, the creation story. With all of this, we have to ask ourselves, what exactly is the takeaway? What exactly is the guiding light or the message from all of this? I believe the answer is, very simply and very beautifully, that is that we must keep Zohar as Yom HaShabbos in our minds every single day of the week. And what that means is that we have to remember every single day of the week that God created the world in 7 days, that on the seventh day, God established a day of rest, a day of holiness, a day of separation from the rest of the craziness of the world that we're living in. And ultimately, therefore, what is this day about? It's about rekindling our relationship with the Almighty. It's about connecting and feeling closer to Hashem. We should acknowledge this day in recognition of what it is and what it stands for. That is that on this day, God, the seventh day of the week, God, it represents that God created the world. This is specifically the day that God rests, and the way that God wanted to rest and the way that he told us to rest is to build his relationship with us. That's what God wants on the seventh day of the week. It's all about connecting to Hashem. When we think further about what Zohar is all about when we come this Shabbos, right, to tomorrow night, when we think, what is this 25-hour period all about? Let's remember that despite all of the craziness in the world, all of the insanity that is going on right now, this idea that just like God created the world and that's what Shabbos is representative of, that God is still in control of the world. Despite the lunacy, despite all the headlines that you see, despite the fact that we're still in isolation after all this time, God is the one who created the world, God is the one who is controlling the world, and therefore we have to reflect on that on Shabbos as we try to build our connection with the Creator and pray that just like God is in control of the world and He brought all this craziness on us for a reason that we cannot understand, that He is also going to be the one who will take all this craziness away, and we hope and pray that that will come soon. Everyone should have a great night and a great Shabbos.